Good afternoon. Let's call the Senate Transportation Committee to order. We'll let the record reflect that it is currently 1:35 p.m. Tuesday, February 15th. Present today, we have Vice Chair Schauer, Senator Keel, myself, Chair Myers. That gives us a quorum to conduct business. We also have staffing today. Thank you to Nancy Hemingway from Senate Records, as usual. Talia is our moderator today, and of course, Michaela Anderson, my committee aide, keeping me on the straight and narrow as much as she can. Quick reminder to please silence your cell phones if you have them. Also, after today's announcement on the Senate floor, I'm going to announce that for this committee, I would like the mask policy to reflect what we're doing on the Senate floor. So you, while you may come into the room and leave the room with your mask, I believe we should have our masks off while we're at the table, if you so desire. Helps us hear a little better. So thank you. So, moving forward, we have two bills on the agenda for today. First up, we're going to be hearing Senate Bill 166, the GO Bonds for Infrastructure Projects. We're going to be doing public testimony on that. And then a little bit later, we'll be doing SB 150. So, at this time, I would like to open public testimony on SB 166. All right. Is there anyone in the room who would wish to testify? Seeing none, we will go to online, and we'll go ahead and start with Pat Branson from Kodiak. Sir, if you could please state your name and affiliation and location for the record and provide your testimony.
Thank you, Chair Myers. This is Pat Branson. I'm the mayor of the city of Kodiak, and I'd like to speak on Senate Bill 166, the GO bond, if I may proceed.
Please do.
Thank you. So on behalf of the City of Kodiak, I'd like to voice support for Senate Bill 166, the GO bonds for infrastructure projects in the amount of $325,175,000 for the purpose of funding infrastructure-based capital improvement projects. City of Kodiak understands if approved by the legislature, Alaska voters would consider the proposition in the November 2022 general election. We also understand that if ratified by the voters, these projects will benefit Alaskans statewide. The City of Kodiak is requesting funding for the new Kodiak Fire Station project from the state in an amount of $15 million to ensure the project is constructed. Our present fire station was constructed in the 1940s and has certainly outlived its useful life. The current building is riddled with cracks from seismic damage in the last 3 years, is located in the tsunami inundation zone, and is really not safe at this point. In 2021, the city purchased property for the new fire station, completed the pre-design phase with ECI Alaska Architects, and so just recently selected Wolf Architecture to lead 100% design efforts that are currently underway. Based on the concept design of a new 21,000 square foot facility, the estimated cost at this point for the new fire station is between $20 and $22 million. So we would encourage that support. We're glad that Kodiak Fire Station is in the GO bond coming from the governor, the list. And if you have any questions, I would be happy to answer any. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor Branson. Moving on, we'll be going to Colby Hickel, please.
Hi, for the record, Colby Hickel, Deputy Municipal Manager for the Municipality of Anchorage, and I also have with me David Ames, the Project Manager for Jacobs Engineering, overseeing this project in Port of Alaska. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, for the opportunity to provide comments on the bond proposal for the Port of Alaska. We appreciate the Governor for putting this request forward and the opportunity to provide the legislator an update on the condition of the port and the urgency to obtain funding. The Port of Alaska is the lifeline for 90% of Alaskans and is in critical condition. In November 2018, Anchorage was hit with an earthquake, and if that earthquake lasted an additional 7 seconds, the port would have failed, and us Alaskans would be without food security. We must act now to rebuild the corroded and broken infrastructure. A failure of this magnitude would affect everyone from the North Slope to Nome, Fairbanks, Wasilla, Seward, Southeast communities, and everyone in between. It is important to note the $175 million for the Kinnick Arm Port Infrastructure GO will not get the Port of Alaska to shovel-ready jobs. The port will need $1 billion by 2025 for this project to move forward. We are asking for $600 million to rebuild Terminal 1, which will achieve food security. I'd also like to address the MIRAB lawsuit. We do have some great news. We won. However, we do not know how much money will be distributed. That is up to the judge to decide, and we do not have a time frame in which we will receive those funds. And that money could be tied to stabilizing the North Extension only, which means we could not use it on other aspects of the modernization program. The petroleum and cement terminal was funded in three different ways and is scheduled to be completed this summer, approximately by August. 56% was through state grants, 24% in tariff rate increases, and 20% in federal grants. In addition to asking for your help, we are going to Washington, D.C. to ask for money in March. The modernization program is projected to cost $1.6 to $1.8 billion. And the next phase of this program is approximately $1.1 billion, and 56% of that will be about $600 million, which is why we are asking for that 56%. We cannot risk the state and destabilizing it if we do not fund the port, and we really need your help. Thank you very much for this opportunity.
Thank you, Ms. Hickel. I'd like to recognize that President Machicki has joined us. Moving on next to David Ames. Again, if you could state your name, affiliation, and location for the record.
Yes, my name is David Ames. Colby mentioned me in her testimony. I am the program manager for the Port of Alaska Modernization Program with Jacobs Engineering. I am here primarily to answer technical questions if there are any, but I will say that there is rarely a case where a port is so definitively needed by a city. This is a port that's intended not just to support the existing population of Anchorage and the rest of the state. It's not intended to be a growth port. It's not a business venture. It's something that is absolutely necessary to support food security for the state, for the city and the state. And the justification for it to me seems undeniable, and I'd be happy to answer any technical questions if there are any.
Thank you, Mr. Ames. Next, we'll be moving on to Joy Baker.
Good afternoon. My name is Joy Baker. I'm the port director of the City of Nome, and I'm here to testify in support of Senate Bill 166 for the Joe Biden fundings for all the infrastructure projects in the state, but mostly I'm here to give you an update on the Port of Nome project for the expansion of an Arctic deep draft port in Nome. Chairman, I'd like you and the members thank you for the chance to comment on the funding needs for the project. First, I'd like to thank Governor Dunleavy for including the $10 million in the GO bond bill. This is a huge infrastructure project that has been moving forward behind the scenes to complete the feasibility study that the city has cost shared with the Corps. This culminated into a signed chief's report in May of 20 and a congressional project authorization in the water bill in 2020. A great deal has changed since the $10 million fund request was put into CAPSIS last year. This was signaled and amplified by the $250 million in federal funding that was allocated to the project through the Army Corps Civil Works Construction Work Plan, which was funded through the Investment Infrastructure and Jobs Act. This milestone step by Congress has cemented the federal commitment to construct the first deep-draft port in the U.S. Arctic and sparked a great deal of commercial interest and discussions regarding partnering funds for the local cost-share match. In 2017 and 2019, the legislature appropriated a combined $3 million, thank you, as local match to the Corps in an effort to complete feasibility as well as design of the general navigation features. The city has invested just under $2 million of in-house funds to design the local service facilities the city is responsible for. The city of Nome, planning volunteers and local residents with support from Nome and local regional organizations, have been working on this project for over 12 years. The state of Alaska has now become an integral part of the project by working with the city to investigate providing in-kind services, materials, to serve as the local construction cost share. I think each of us are aware of the strong competition from China and Russia and other countries that are looking to control the Arctic, along with an expanding need for a national security presence to address the rising geopolitical concerns. Increased vessel traffic alone begs the presence of search and rescue and oil spill response assets that are able to refuel and resupply within the coverage area. From a commercial perspective, with Nome serving as a refueling point for vessels seeking to transit the Northwest Passage, these vessels would use 40% less fuel and shave time off their voyage, realizing substantial cost savings and shipping efficiencies. So I've said all of this to say we need matching funding this year to match to the federal dollars recently allocated by the Corps, as the project schedule is expected to produce a complete design package of phase one by the end of 2022, with construction solicitation in March of 23. The city must sign a project partnership agreement with the Corps and provide local match prior to solicitation of the project. Time is of the essence, as this federal funding was not an earmark, but appropriated to the Florida Remote Subsistence Harbors Program and therefore eligible to another qualifying project if Nome can't fund our share. We are asking to modify our $10 million request from last year to $175 million, which is the amount needed to match to the federal core dollars in order to construct the project in phase one. There are numerous and many reasons for pursuing and obtaining the funds needed to match the federal project. But one of the issues, this project is moving at such a fast pace with a compressed design schedule as determined by the Corps. We are currently holding pace with the Corps in design, but we'll need assistance to meet the construction requirements to build the project beginning in 2024. Regarding other matching funds, we anticipate a contribution of in-kind activities from the state that is not yet able to be valued, along with a few local P3 agreements with industry partners. The city will be contributing land, easements, and right-of-ways, and expect to contribute a portion of the local match as our ability, based on the total of funds of the amount are secured. The $175 is intended to cover phase one construction cost share, with remaining funds used to address phase two design beginning November 22 and local service facilities design and construction obligation. Thank you, and I'd be happy to answer any questions on the project.
Thank you, Ms. Baker. Next up, we're going to be moving to Tim Sullivan.
Good afternoon. This is Tim Sullivan with the Alaska Railroad. I'm the Director of External Affairs for the Railroad. Just calling to voice the Railroad's support for the $5 million as matching funds in SB 166 and to answer any questions that the committee might have. I understand that there was some confusion at the last committee as to what funding was going for. So I wanted to help clear that up if there were any questions.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Sullivan. And with that, I believe we've reached the end of public testimony for now. Not seeing any others unless anybody else has popped up online. Thank you. So that will conclude our public testimony for today, but we are going to leave public testimony open as we are going to be putting this bill aside.
Can I make a comment?
Senator Schauer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a couple comments real quick. One It's very important, food security. We're working on that. Everybody knows there's a Alaska Grown Caucus, other things happening. Governor's putting in for funding requests. But I just want to get it clear that we talk food security. The language matters, and food security is the ability to feed ourselves without relying on somebody outside of the state. Logistics security with the port is really what we're talking about, having the ability to bring ships and barges and other things in. So I just want people to understand that the port really isn't food security. It's the security of being able to accept outside goods. We have to be able to feed ourselves if we're going to be secure. Otherwise, we're relying on somebody else. And Mr. Chair, I just want to also point out, we had the long discussion previously about bonding and interest rates and what might happen. And perhaps some people have paid attention in the last week what's been happening to bond interest rates. So I just bring my cautions before of where this is headed and how this can come back to bite us. And I just want to keep that on the record. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Senator Schauer. With that, next we're going to be hearing SB 150, Truck Driver Appreciation Day. This is our first time hearing the bill. We will hear the bill, take public testimony, and my intent is to move the bill from committee today. With that, I'd like to ask my staffer, Dawson Mann, to the table to present the bill and respond to any questions.
I have a brief at ease.
Brief at ease. All right, thank you. Back on the record. With that, Mr. Mann, if you could put yourself on the record and begin.
Yes, for the record, Dawson Mann, staff to Senator Myers. Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. I will be presenting SB 150, Truck Driver Appreciation Day. I will be kind of simultaneously going through an abridged sponsor statement and a presentation and then taking questions. So let me just move on here. So for the sponsor statement, the continued effects of the COVID-19 pandemic have illuminated a number of breakdowns in our global economy and distribution system. The recent struggles with the global and state supply chain have led to growing attention for the unsung backbone of the modern economy, truck drivers. Almost every industry in the world requires trucking to keep running. Most notably, nearly every industry that sells physical goods needs truck drivers to transport those goods. Unfortunately, despite their critical role in our economy, truck drivers have been in short supply, with their ranks ravaged by retirements and resignations as individuals move to less stressful occupations. Truck drivers also often face various occupational challenges, such as irregular hours, industry-wide driver shortages, long periods away from home, regularly dangerous road conditions, especially in the state of Alaska, and often limited creature comforts on the road. Even as the pandemic slowed many industries and occupations, truck drivers remained hard at work. That is why it is an important time for the state to pay respect and thanks to the hundreds of professional truck drivers in our state for their hard work and commitment in undertaking one of the economy's most demanding and important jobs. SB 150 establishes the second Monday of September of each year as Truck Driver Appreciation Day, in alignment with the National Truck Driver Appreciation Week. The goal of this bill is to codify Alaska's unique respect for the truck driving industry and provide appreciation for those who work vigilantly to keep our shelves stocked. And then to speak a little bit to the inspiration for this bill, in late last year, the issue of supply chain breakdowns became made aware to our office due to the key bottleneck position trucking plays in the economy. We received feedback from Alaskans across the state with various images of empty store shelves due to breakdowns in the supply chain. All of these were taken from within the interior, and it was not just as far north of the interior, but even in South Central, empty shelves were prominent across the state. That's what inspired us to decide to move forward with this legislation to help provide some appreciation to those who work so hard to make sure that we don't see this quite as often.
All righty. Thank you, Mr. Mann. Does anybody have any questions or comments before we move into public testimony? Okay. All right. With that, at this time, we're going to open public testimony on SB 150. Is there anyone in the room who would wish to testify? Seeing none, we'll move to those online. If everybody could please state your name, affiliation, and your location when you testify. We're going to go ahead and start with Philip Whitlatch.
Yes, can you hear me? This is Phil Whitlatch.
Yes, we can. Please proceed.
All right. Yeah, Phil Whitlatch from Palmer. I'm a line driver supervisor for Crowley Fuels. I'm also a board member of the Alaska Trucking Association. And I wanted to testify in support of this bill. I think it's a common held American value that we honor those that put it on the line for our benefit and well-being. And the truck drivers in this state do that for us on a daily basis. Today in Anchorage, there's freezing rain. My drivers are out there delivering the fuel that's necessary to sustain our economy, and they do that on a daily basis. There's nothing unique about today. It happens on a daily basis for those drivers, and a lot of drivers spend a lot of time away from home, and as I mentioned, put it on the line for us. When you have an accident out on a lonely stretch of highway, of course, you're looking for the police and the fire department to show up, but usually a lot of times the first people that are going to be on scene there are going to be a truck driver to help you out and help you deal with the initial shock of an incident on our highway system. So, like I said, I think it's important that we tip our hat to those important people and recognize what they do for us as a state. And then I just implore beyond that that we, make the effort to make sure that we handle all the other issues that affect drivers as well as just the this day that we were looking to implement. So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Whitlatch. Next we'll move to Randy Efford. Sorry if I pronounced that incorrectly.
Hello, this is Randy Efford from Weaver Brothers. I'm currently in Anchorage testifying on the SB 150. A person can go to any place and purchase goods, grocery stores, gas stations, liquor stores, and dealerships, and box stores. Every single item that we purchase got there due to the work of a truck driver. In this day and age of immediate delivery, if our drivers weren't making deliveries each and every day of the week, we wouldn't be out of the necessary items like food, toiletries, gasoline in just a couple days. Too often, truck driving is a thankless profession. This bill would give a slight pause to those to thank those performing the job. All I got.
Thank you, Mr. Efford. Next up, move to Samantha Brown.
Hi, my name's Samantha Brown. I'm a manager for United Freight in Anchorage, Alaska, and I'm also a board member with Alaska Trucking Association. Our Alaskan truckers deserve to be recognized for their crucial role in Alaska's economy. Alaska is full of skilled, educated truck drivers who sacrifice so much for their line of work. Our truck drivers are 100% essential, and they often don't get the credit they deserve. They work long hours and are usually gone from their families for extended periods. They deal with inclement weather and poor driving condition, and they face many obstacles on a daily basis. Most people don't fully understand what they go through. We're also dealing with driver shortages, which is causing more strain on our drivers. Without our truck drivers, every industry and every individual in our state would be impacted. Life would be extremely unpleasant, to say the least. I'm optimistic we can officially show our Alaskan drivers the appreciation they more than deserve and continue to educate the general public on the importance of our truck drivers and how they quite literally drive the Alaskan economy. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Brown. And finally, we're going to move to Joe Michelle.
Thank you. My name is Joe Michelle. I'm director of the Alaska Trucking Association. a statewide trade association representing the interests of our over 240 members from Barrow to Ketchikan. We would like to thank Senator Myers for introducing SB 150 to highlight the critical impact and service of the professional women and men behind the wheel who drive our state's economy forward every day. It can never be understated. You'd be hard-pressed to find a community in the state that isn't impacted by the work of professional truck drivers. We very much appreciate the date set out in this bill to coincide with National Truck Driver Appreciation Week. Our member companies have always observed the week distributing food at our state's weigh stations to drivers, among a lot of other observances that they do within the company. So in the spirit of not loving this bill to death, I'm available for questions, and thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Michel. With that, seeing no others online to testify and no one in the room, we will go ahead and close public testimony on SB 150. Thank you all. Any other questions or comments from the committee members with that? All right. Do we have any amendments from the committee members? Okay. Let's take a brief Eddie's just a minute. All righty, back on the record. Thank you. Seeing no amendments, anybody have any final comments? No? Okay. Seeing and hearing no amendments, Senator Schauer, what is the will of the committee?
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill Work Order 32-LS12774/A with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
Seeing no objections, Senate Bill 150 moves from committee. We'll take a brief Eddie's to complete the paperwork. All right. Back on the record, we had a little glitch there. Senator Schauer, if you could restate the motion, please.
I will restate the motion, Mr. Chair. I move Senate Bill 150, Work Order 32-LS12774/alpha with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
All right. Seeing no objection, Senate Bill 150 moves from committee. With no other business before the committee today, that'll conclude our meeting. I will ask everybody to hang around for just a minute after we sign off to sign the paperwork. Next meeting is going to be Thursday, February 17th. We'll be having our first hearing on SB 170, the Marine Highway Corporation Bill. With that, we are adjourned at 2:10 p.m. Thank you.